Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 tutorial on turning a raw Reese into a proper arrangement bass for jungle and old school DNB. Today we're not just designing a sound, we're building a bass element that can survive a full 16 or 32 bars of movement, with crisp transients up front, dusty mids in the body, and a low end that stays locked without smearing the drums. That matters a lot in DNB, because the bass isn't just a tone, it's part of the phrasing. It has to answer the break, support the snare, and keep the energy moving without cluttering the drop. So the goal here is very specific: make a Reese that feels raw and a little unruly, but still controlled enough to sit in a real arrangement. Old school in attitude, modern in control. Let's start with the source. Open Waveedable, because it gives us a clean starting point with enough harmonic movement to shape later. Go for a basic saw-based sound. Use two oscillators, both sawish, with a small amount of unison. Something like 2 to 4 voices is enough. Keep the detune in a moderate range, around 6 to 12%, so you get that classic beating movement without making the patch too wide and unstable. If you want a little more attack, you can add a subtle pitch envelope, but keep it restrained. For this style, we want movement, not hardy DM snap. Set your filter to a low pass 24 dB mode and bring the cutoff down somewhere in the low to mid hundreds. Maybe around 180 to 400 Hz to start. Add just a touch of resonance so the tone has some personality. Now play a simple, short phrase. Keep it repetitive. Think in terms of a 174 BPM jungle or roller pattern, maybe around F, G, A, C, or whatever fits your tune. The important thing is to hear the bass as a rhythmic object, not a solo synth patch. If the line is too busy at this stage, the arrangement will get vague later. Now we're going to treat this like a section, not a single sound. Create a bass group, then drop an audio effect rack on it and split the sound into three functional bands. We want a sub chain, a mid grit chain, and a top transient chain. On the sub chain, put a Q8 first and low pass at around 90 to 120 Hz. Then add utility and set width to 0, so the sub stays mono. That's non-negotiable in this style. If you want a little extra density, use saturator with soft clip-on and only a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB. We're not trying to distort the sub into mush, just keep it solid. On the mid-grit chain, high pass around 120 to 160 Hz, then low pass somewhere around 2.5 to 4 kHz. This is where the dusty character lives. Add saturator or overdrive. If you use overdrive, aim for a moderate amount in the 250 to 800 Hz area, with a dry slash wet somewhere around 20 to 50%. You can also add a light touch of redux if you want a slightly degraded, sampled feel, but be careful. We want dusty, not aliased and broken. On the top transient chain, high pass much higher, somewhere around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Then try drum bus. Keep the drive low, crunch low, and bring the transients up only a little. This chain should be the edge, not the whole identity of the bass. The split is the first big lesson here. Instead of one static Reese patch, you now have a bass system. That means you can arrange the sound over time instead of trying to force one patch to do everything all at once. Now let's shape the transient. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass has to speak fast enough to sit with chopped breaks. If the front edge is too soft, the bass disappears behind the drums. If it's too sharp, it fights the snare and kick. So we want a defined attack, but not a glossy modern one. On the top transient chain, increase drum bus transients somewhere around plus 10 to plus 25, but keep the drive restrained. If the front feels uneven, add glue compressor after it with a gentle setting, maybe a 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to stabilize the hit without flattening the life out of it. A good test here is to mute the drums and listen to the bass by itself. Does it still have a clear front edge on each note? Then bring the break back in. Does the bass cut through without stealing the snare's impact? If yes, you're in the zone. Now let's get the dusty mids. This is the part that makes the Reese feel smoked out and old, like it has some sampler grime on it. The mids should be harmonically busy, but still feel like one bass note. That's the balance. We don't want random distortion all over the spectrum. On the mid-grit chain, start with EQ8 and clean out the unnecessary low end and fizz. Then push saturator harder, maybe plus 4 to plus 6 dB to start, with soft clip-on. If you want more movement, a very subtle echo can add microspace, but keep it understated. Then use another EQ8 to tame any harshness, especially around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If the tone gets too bright or modern, pull down the high shelf above 8 to 10 kHz. You can think of this band as the character band. This is where the bass gets its aged, dusty personality. Not shiny, not hi-fi, just present, rough and believable. If you want to push the old-school vibe further, resample this chain later. That's a huge move in this style, because once you commit to audio, the sound starts feeling like part of the arrangement instead of an endlessly editable synth preset. So let's do that now. Route the bass group to a new audio track and set it to resampling or internal input. Record a 4-bar or 8-bar loop of the bass line. Then consolidate it. Once it's audio, you can slice it, trim it, and carve little rests into it. This is where the arrangement starts to come alive. Look at the waveform and think in terms of breath. A lot of DNB bass parts work better when they leave tiny gaps for the snare tail or the break chop. Don't fill every space. Old school groove comes from tension and release, not constant motion. Try this kind of structure. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are filtered and restrained. Bars 5 to 8 bring the full bass in with the transient chain active. Bars 9 to 12 introduce a gap, before the bar 9 hits of the break can land alone, and bars 13 to 16 push the grit up for tension before the next phrase. That's the key mindset here. Record the patch, then arrange the audio. In this genre, commitment often sounds better than endless refinement. Next, automate the rack. Map macro controls to the chain levels and filters. A good setup is macro for sub-level, macro for mid-grit level, macro for transient edge, macro for filter cutoff, macro for stereo width on the upper chains, and macro for drive amount. This gives you a fast way to create section changes. In the first 8 bars of a drop, keep the sub strong, keep the mids fairly full, and keep the transient chain slightly lower. In the second 8 bars, bring the mid grit up a little, open the filter slightly, and widen the top chain just a bit. Not a huge stereo explosion, just enough evolution to make the section feel like it's moving forward. A really good move is to automate a low-pass filter sweep on the mid-chain during a fill, then slam it open again on the next downbeat. Another useful trick is to automate the width of the upper chain from narrower in the intro to wider in the drop. Keep the low-end mono the whole time. Only the upper harmonics should breathe wider. This is where the idea of density envelopes comes in. Don't just think about filter automation. Think about how the weight opens and closes over time. When do the mids thicken? When does the transient get harder? When should the sub back off for half a bar or a full bar so the return feels bigger? That's the real arrangement skill. Now let's lock the bass against the kick and snare. If the bass and kick hit the same low frequency zone at the same time, the drop will lose punch. So check your kick fundamental. If it lives around 50 to 70 Hz, make sure the sub isn't masking that exact area too heavily. Use EQ if you need a small carve. Also, let the bass answer the kick instead of always landing on top of it. Shortening note lengths by just a few 16THs can make a huge difference. In jungle and rollers, tiny timing changes feel very intentional. You can also vary note lengths slightly between repeats, or add an occasional off-grid pickup note to make the phrase feel more alive. And remember to keep the drums as the hero. The bass should support the break, not bulldoze it. Now let's make the arrangement feel finished with FX. Use subtle reverb on ascend for select mids or highs. Add delay carefully for call and response moments in fill sections. Auto filter sweeps are great for tension into a drop, and hybrid reverb can work if you keep it dark and subtle. You can also reverse a chopped bass tail and use it as a lead-in to a snare fill. A classic jungle move is to remove the sub for half a bar before the drop or before a switch-up. Let the break breathe, let the FX speak, then bring the full reese back in. That contrast makes the return hit much harder than just adding more layers would. Here's a useful way to think about the bass across the section. Start with a safe version. Narrower stereo, lighter saturation, shorter note lengths. Then build an angrier version. More mid-grit, a little more transient bite, slightly more open filter. Use those two states to create contrast between 8-bar blocks. You don't need a brand new bassline every time. You just need the same line to evolve convincingly. For phrase endings, try small octave taps or fifth jumps. Keep them short, just enough to give the bass a classic roller-style answer phrase. You can also duplicate the bass, high-pass the copy, and use it only for fills or end-of-line replies. That gives you a ghost response without crowding the sub. And if you want a stronger transition, render a high-passed version of the bass attack and use it only on fill bars. That way the section speaks harder without forcing the whole bass to become brighter. Now a few quick reminders, because these matter a lot in this style. Keep the low-end mono. Distort the mid-band, not the whole bass. Don't make the transient so sharp that it clashes with the snare. If the reese sounds wide, but vague, Narrow the useful movement into the 120hz to 3khz area where the character actually reads. And if the mids are dirty, but harsh, use a cue to notch the problem area, usually around 2.5 to 5khz, then listen again at lower volume. If it disappears when you turn it down, the arrangement probably needs more mid contrast or better note spacing. One of the best habits you can build is monitoring at low volume. If the dusty mids still read quietly, the bass is probably arranged well. If not, the part may be too dependent on loudness and not enough on shape. So to wrap this up, the whole point is to treat the Reese as an arrangement system, not just a patch. Build it with separate control over sub, mids, and transient. Resample it, slice it, automate it. Let the phrase evolve over the drop. Keep the sub disciplined. Let the mids carry the grime and make the attack speak just enough to lock with the break.